This is News Plus Special English. I'm Mark Cavigli in Beijing. Archaeologists in North China's Shanxi province have discovered a 1,400-year-old temple where a collection of statues of the Buddha were stored. The shrine, enclosed by walls carved with Buddha niches, is part of the Tongsi Temple complex, secluded on a mountain near the city of Taiyuan, the provincial capital. The structure was built in the Northern Qi Dynasty, which was a booming period for Buddhism in China. Researchers from the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences says the structure is the only one of its kind ever found in China, and it sheds light on early Buddha carvings. The temple remains almost intact. One of the walls has a carving of a Buddha, which is over 20 meters high. There is also a 2.6 meter tall mural, which was built in the Tang Dynasty more than 1,000 years ago. It is one of the oldest murals found in the region. Another piece of news about archaeological finds in China. Archaeologists have discovered an ancient kiln of over 1,200 years old in Jingdezhen, China's porcelain capital, located in eastern China. Jingdezhen has been a traditional porcelain production center since ancient times. The kiln is also called a dragon kiln. It is a long, sloping chamber with a firebox at one end and a flue at the other. The 80-meter-long kiln is the biggest ever found that was built in the Tang Dynasty. The dragon kiln is located in the ruins of Nanyao Village. Tons of ceramic tools and fragments were also found at the ruins, which cover around 1,000 square meters. The ruins were first discovered in 1964, but it was left without further excavation because of the poor preservation conditions for unearthed relics back then. In recent years, as debates heat up for when precisely Jingdezhen started its porcelain production, archaeologists began to dig and study the Nanyao ruins.
更多内容请关注可可英语可可net.com